Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 eStock platform, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Teresa Shimikova, manager of the eStock platform. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting us.
So very simply, the first question would be, would you like to maybe tell our listeners a little bit about what eStock platform is?
Institute of Documentary Film is based in Prague since 18 years now. It's been based in, founded in 2001, and it's taken care for documentary filmmakers from Eastern and Central Europe, basically the whole former communist bloc. And we are helping filmmakers to get out there to the world, find collaborators and partners in terms of co-productions, financing, distribution, and also the audiences abroad to be really able to travel globally. So one of the things that we do is indeed eStock platform, which is a kind of festival for films that are not ready yet and for filmmakers. We are really trying to prepare a platform for them where they can gain new knowledge, meet new friends and new partners for their films that are now in production or nearly done, so this film later on can be shown in festivals. So our main partner here in Prague is One World Film Festival, and it's actually showing many of the films that we've been developing since 2, 3, 5 years, and right now we are working on the films that will be shown at festivals also in Czech Republic in a couple of years.
So roughly, just to give an idea to our listeners of the size of the platform, how many participants were here this year, at this year's edition?
So we had around 350 industry guests, and when I say industry, I mean really film professionals from different professions. There were filmmakers with their films, directors, their producers who are taking care for the filmmaker and the film, and then the guests that we were inviting as potential partners for this film, meaning people from different broadcasters from the whole Europe, pretty much US and Canada, film festival representatives, again, globally, people that can help the films to find further partners, let's say, in Canada, United States, Denmark, Scandinavia, France, Germany. There were different producers who were invited to step into the project and launch co-production and really find these partnerships and make it possible for the films to travel.
So one of the key words is pitch. And there's different types of pitch and a platform. Would you maybe like to tell us a little bit about them?
Right. So, of course, to gain the visibility to the films and make it possible for them to be approached by possible partners, they need to present them somewhere. So we have developed different formats of these pitching forums. The most important event that we are organizing is actually eStock Forum, which is a central pitch, meaning morning in theater where you are watching 24 projects in sooner development or production stage, including three interactive or VR ones. They are being presented by 8 minutes presentation by the director and the producer. They show a trailer, tell a little more about what they are looking for and what kind of film is this, how it's going to be told, what's the main story, what's the main issue, and who should see this film. So this is a forum. Then we have eStock Market, which is a different format for the filmmakers, but with the same purpose, to meet as many people as possible, pretty much. So it's kind of speed dating marathon. It goes for 2 days, and filmmakers are having meetings every 15 minutes. It's a very tough format. You really need to pitch your film over and over again and show trailer and tell more about what the film about. But it's very effective because you are not having a public speech in a theater to the whole audience. You are really sitting at a table with one decision makers, which is really a kind of exclusive world for very accessible people to a possible partner, let's say. So those are the main two pitches. Then we have presentation of Czech docs, which is mainly focusing on Czech documentaries, because we are based in Prague and we are really proud and happy to be able to support local film industry too. And for the first time ever, we had this short film presentation. We have launched quite an exclusive collaboration with New York-based Tribeca Film Institute that's having these pitches of short documentary projects. We are the only one actually in Europe to have this pitch. Tribeca is picking up one of the selected projects and granting it by $20,000 and a year-long distribution support. So it's a great incentive for Central and Eastern European short documentary storytelling.
There are also lectures, and that also gives a further opportunity for newcomers or people who are kind of new to the industry to find out about the details. I myself interviewed some of the guests, including sales agents, festival programmers, etc., etc.
Right, and we decided this year to pick up a topic that would be kind of overall topic for all the masterclasses and panels and lectures we are giving. We think we are finding ourselves as documentary filmmakers in kind of crossroads, and not only here in Central and Eastern Europe. So we picked up the topic, a little provocative one. It says new resistance with a logline, documentary filmmaking is a risky business. Keep your brain safe. It has kind of two layers, this topic. One is that we really witness rise of populism and nationalism in the countries where we are making films, and critical thinking, critical media and filmmaking is increasingly uncomfortable for politicians and for the new established regimes. So we witness that they are trying to push it backwards somehow, and more or less efficiently they really try to restrict critical filmmaking and documentary filmmaking in their countries. The worst thing that is happening, of course, now was the murder of Jan Kuciak, the Slovak journalist who was murdered because of his journalism and his investigation work. Documentary filmmakers are not in the front line often as journalists are, but in outline, we have a very similar mission. We need to reflect on the society and the political system we are living in. We need to be kind of watchdog of democracy and of freedom of speech. So the methodology is different. A documentary takes 2 to 10 years to be made, and it's much more personal, and of course it's opinion driven, so it's not offering like both sides information, it's not offering facts, but it does reflect on the society we are living in. So what we see increasingly in the countries that we are taking care of is a restriction in terms of funding of documentary filmmakers. For instance, in Poland, as the regime is becoming increasingly right-wing and conservative, they actually cut most of the funding for creative documentary to dedicate it to celebration of big figures of Polish history. This is, of course, the usual strategy of how to shut down critical channels and talk about what we are proud of and actually feed the nationalism further on. What we see in Russia is actually beating up uncomfortable filmmakers. So that's why we wanted to address this. We had a big political panel where we invited filmmakers and producers coming from those countries and having faced or suffered several harassment from the police or politicians of their countries to talk about it and to figure out together strategies on how to survive. What we realized is actually these kind of events like EastDoc Platform are very important in this conflict, let's say, because it's indeed your international partners that make it almost impossible for a local regime to oppress you or to shut you down in terms of finding your audience or even money to make the films on. If you have partners in Germany or in Sweden, they're going to write letters to your government. They're going to show your film. So then it's nearly impossible for Bulgaria or Poland to pretend that nothing is happening and there is no film.
It's a very empowering art form.
Right. But I think we as documentary filmmakers need it right now because, you know, it's very often a lonely job to make a film. You are alone with your material, with your characters, with your problems, only with a very little crew of DOP, sound designer, production manager or producer, and then you need to spend years being maybe called to police every week and being asked about your film. So it's really important to support each other in these terms.
Yes. We've gone a little over time, but I do want to ask you another question. At the end of a successful, well, obviously this interview is being recorded after the end of a successful 2018 edition of Eastock Platform, but right afterwards, are you already kind of looking at ways for the future in which, you know, hopes for the future or anything like that?
Yeah, I think we had a very good time here in Prague, and it's been really successful, and I had a very positive reactions also on this advocacy role that we are only now taking off. So I would like to explore furthermore on how to support filmmakers, also technically how to make more effective the whole way they are meeting decision makers, but also how to make their work more visible locally and also internationally.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.